Now a special feature of KRWC Radio News. 2023, the Wright County News Year in Review. I'm Tim Matthews. During the 2023 Minnesota legislative session, the state legislature passed a bill that was signed by Governor Walz that legalizes the use and eventually retail sale of marijuana and cannabis products. August 1st, the new law took effect, though there were still more questions than answers. Law enforcement in Wright County continued its preparations for the new law, but Sheriff Sean Derringer told KRWC Radio News that response and enforcement takes careful consideration and preparation.
We're all trying to navigate those waters and what it might mean, but it's certainly on people's minds these days of what the enforcement is going to look like and what are the parameters of it. It's a 321-page bill, so there's a lot of information to digest. We've had several meetings with the county attorney, and we're trying to come up with the best practices and pathway forward for Wright County.
In mid-August, the Wright County Board gave unanimous approval to a new ordinance addressing the specifics of where residents and visitors to Wright County cities and townships may legally use cannabis and its associated products. Assistant County Attorney Rachel Pence gave background to the County Board about the basis on which new Ordinance 23-3 was drawn up by the County Attorney's Office.
As this board is aware, effective August 1st, 2023, the Minnesota legislature approved a law decriminalizing use, possession, and home grow of cannabis in Minnesota for people 21 and older. The law outlines what a person may possess, how much they may possess, where they may possess it, and where they may use it. Consistent with the Minnesota Clean Indoor Air Act, cannabis use is prohibited in any public place that prohibits cigarette smoking. Cannabis use is also prohibited at public schools, state correctional facilities, in any location where smoke, aerosol, or vapor would be inhaled by a minor. Adult cannabis use is not prohibited at private residences, on private property, or at establishments or events licensed for on-site consumption. Under the new law, local governments are permitted to adopt ordinances establishing a petty misdemeanor offense for a person who unlawfully uses cannabis in a public place. Ordinance 23-3 matches state law. Specifically, it provides definitions and prohibitions consistent with the new law and serves as an enforcement mechanism for illegal use of cannabis in public places countywide. This ordinance would be a direct response to the public health concerns associated with adult use cannabis in public places pursuant to Minnesota Statute 145A.05, in that smoke, aerosol, or vapor of an intoxicating substance poses public health concerns for our communities, specifically of youth in our communities, related to unintended access and exposure to cannabis and public intoxication.
Wright County Attorney Brian Lutz then gave additional details regarding the use of marijuana by those under the age of 21.
The statute makes it clear that under 21 use is unlawful behavior, but there's no criminal penalty attached to that. There is a statutory construction tool that says when the law makes behavior unlawful but doesn't prescribe a penalty, then there's a separate statute that makes that behavior a petty misdemeanor. So we can make it a petty misdemeanor, it's just not super clear under the statutory framework. And one thing that is concerning to me is if a kid can't have a beer, why can that kid have a cart or a joint? But there is a way to get there with a petty misdemeanor. We discussed just this morning within my office with Mr. Kreiser and Ms. Pence the possibility of an ordinance, but we can't do an ordinance because the law authorizing an ordinance makes clear that we can't be in conflict with a state statute. So the state cannabis statute, which makes unlawful use by a minor at most a petty misdemeanor, would be the same penalty we could prescribe by a county ordinance. So unfortunately, it's our legal assessment that we're left with that petty misdemeanor under a separate Minnesota statute.
After hearing from a handful of residents in a public hearing, County Board Chair Derek Vetch said the language of the new ordinance had been overwhelmingly endorsed throughout the county.
I appreciate all the information that Public Health provided. I think that the perception of normalcy as well as the potential exposure demonstrate a good finding for a public health risk, in which case makes this ordinance very necessary and viable. For that reason, I support this ordinance, and I appreciate the staff time that they put into this and the research that has been done bringing this forward. At this time, I would entertain a motion by a board member for the approval of Ordinance 23-3, regulating the cannabis use in public spaces in Wright County.
I'll make that motion, Mr. Chair.
All right, we have a motion by Commissioner Katchmark.
I'll second that.
Second by Commissioner Holland. Is there any further discussion? Hearing no further discussion, all in favor say aye.
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 Opposed, same sign. Motion passes unanimously.
The ordinance took effect immediately upon passage, so while marijuana is now legal in Minnesota, it will only be allowed to be used on private property and places licensed to permit it in Wright County. While Minnesotans can now legally use and grow cannabis, the dispensaries and retailers aren't expected to open until 2025. Meanwhile, many people wondered how legalized recreational weed has impacted police DWI enforcement efforts.
The simple answer is it really hasn't changed anything, because quite honestly, we've been arresting and dealing with cannabis-impaired drivers for decades in Minnesota.
Minnesota Traffic Safety Director Mike Hansen said new tools, including drug recognition evaluators and a new saliva test, are helping to detect motorists who are high. Marijuana becomes legal in Minnesota, but retail sales are likely still more than a year away. One of the top local news stories of 2023. Stay tuned to KRWC Radio News throughout New Year's Day for more segments of 2023, the Wright County News Year in Review. And you can find all the segments in the podcast section at krwc1360.com. I'm Tim Matthews, KRWC Radio News.